Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is being asked to explain the sudden removal of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May, whose name was mentioned in President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez, fired off a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asking him why Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was removed and if Pompeo had approved of what Menendez calls a perversion of U.S. foreign policy. Because of the whistleblower complaint alleging President Trump pressured a foreign country to investigate Joe Biden and his family, the ambassador's ouster in May and a campaign to discredit her is coming into focus, including President Trump calling her bad news when he spoke with Ukraine's president. Insiders tell the Associated Press elements of the Ukrainian government wanted Yovanovitch out because she was pressing for corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from American stock exchanges as a way to limit U.S. investment in China. The move would further escalate the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Delisting the companies is part of a broader administration plan to limit U.S. investment in China, according to several news reports. Administration officials are also exploring how the U.S. could place limits on the Chinese firms that are included in U.S. stock indices. Speaking at the U.N. General Assembly Friday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said tariffs and trade disputes could plunge the world into recession, and Beijing was committed to resolving them in a calm, rational, and cooperative manner. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan's prime minister urged the international community Friday to intervene in Indian-controlled Kashmir and to prevent a war between nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan. Imran Khan told the UN General Assembly the situation in Kashmir will turn into, in his words, a bloodbath.
So what do they think? What will the people of Kashmir do when they lift the curfew? They will be out in the streets. And what will these soldiers do? They will shoot them.
A security crackdown on the Muslim-majority territory has led to a dangerous escalation between India and Pakistan. Speaking a short time before his Pakistani counterpart, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made no mention of the situation in Kashmir, but he did speak about terrorism. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as 5 years old, and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, have been rescued in a raid on a building in northern Nigeria. Ciara Lee of Reuters reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children, aged between 5 and late teens. It thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that 7 people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
Ciara Lee of Reuters. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased slightly last month after a larger gain in July. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods edged up 0.2% in August after a much bigger 2% gain in July. The volatile commercial aircraft sector dropped sharply, and orders in a category used as a proxy for business investment edged down 0.2%, the weakest showing since a 1.1% drop in April. This category has lagged for most of the year, likely reflecting fallout from President Trump's trade wars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, with all three major indexes ending trading lower. News of the Trump administration's possible moves to delist Chinese companies from U.S. exchanges sent stock prices down. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.26%, while the S&P 500 fell by 0.53%. The NASDAQ closed 1.13% lower. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
VOA One, the voice of America, VOA One.